The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
It's time for Dodger Baseball.
This is the world famous
K-Rock.
Yeah, on a Tuesday morning, 3 games down, 1 to go. Welcome back to K-Rock. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. I'm Klein, there's Alley. Daughter of the Throat Goat.
Yep, she's still traveling internationally, enjoying her life.
I believe it. Spreading.
Is she all bummed out that the guy from the Grateful Dead died?
Yeah, she probably is upset about that. I probably should have sent a "Are you okay?" text message.
You should have. Yeah. Maybe we should talk to her. She follows the Dead, right?
She is a big groupie.
I think she followed him. Yeah. Or he followed her.
They were groupies of the Throat Goat. She serviced Jerry Garcia.
They were groupies.
They loved her. That's right. The Dead. Allie's mom is the only person that the Grateful Dead used to travel around to follow. They were.
That's what they're grateful for.
That makes sense.
Grateful Head was their original name. They loved Allie's mom. She was the best. Yeah, she must be all bummed out about that. We didn't even
mention
that.
Maybe it happened because she was out of town.
One of the founding members of the Grateful Dead passed away inside of Allie's mom's mouth.
Oh, man.
And it's what a tragic
so,
moment.
Sad.
You know, you're so funny because you're like, that's so gross. But then you're like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, but I have to take advantage of the jokes.
Of course.
A little bit.
Jokes first, right? Jokes first.
No,
Grateful Head.
Grateful Head.
Yeah, it writes itself. I'm going to text that to my mom right now. Yeah, what time is it in Spain?
Totally.
Send it to her. I'll write it in Spanish. She'll think it's even funnier. Yeah, a lot of people getting excited for a variety of reasons. Maybe tonight's the big night. Johnny already said he's got big plans. He's going to go watch the game at his grandma's in the... According to Johnny, I'm going to go watch.
You should go do some old-fashioned looting, dude.
Listen, Johnny said he's going to... what did you say, Johnny? I'm going to my grandma's house in the hood.
I'm going to San Fernando. And then if the Dodgers take it tonight, they throw this big, huge, like, street takeover on Laurel Canyon and Brand Boulevard in San Fernando.
Wow. Are you supposed to share that information?
Yeah, it's well known.
The location of the street takeover?
Thing.
Okay.
And you go and you have a huge parade and everybody's, like, out there, like... rallying, like honking horns, vendors come out. It's a huge like street block party. It's amazing.
Nice.
Well, get ready. Start practicing with all them leftover fireworks. I mean, tonight, I don't know. This is the part that blows my mind the most, right? Is that here we are as far away as we could possibly be from 4th of July, yet for some reason...
Everyone's still got fireworks.
Tonight, if it happens tonight or whatever, everyone's going to find a lot of fireworks.
I imagine, though, if you didn't have fireworks, it's a little tougher to... know a guy this time of year, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I feel
or you think
like
it's just they've got the same people year round.
I think if you got a firework guy, you got a guy. And in
they never unload everything, so they're always kind of like have some sort of stock, I would imagine.
Yeah, they'll always say something like, "Look, I can't get you the you know, the Whistling Pete's, but I can get you a big box of M80s." And you're like, "All right, we'll go with that."
I've seen people just, like, if they don't have fireworks, they'll just get, like, a trash can and then just burn stuff inside the trash can.
Hey, you know what? If you're on a budget and you're in a pinch, a fiery trash can always works.
Yeah, or like, or even better, you light a couch on fire. That's like a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Light a fire couch, flaming couch. Oh,
we should set Johnny's car on fire.
Yeah, let's just burn it all.
It needs it.
Yeah, I think it would improve the car at this point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Johnny, get some. That would be the best case scenario for you to just park that in the middle of whatever you
think. The street takeover.
And then at least you can maybe get a couple of bucks from insurance on
you
the whole
should.
Thing.
Should.
Yeah, my uncle's got a bunch of fireworks, actually, what Omar mentioned. He's the fireworks guy, so he's going to bring them all, and we're going to bam, 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 blow them up.
I get it.
Just light them in your car.
A lot of people are leaving messages on the GOAT line about what's been going on at World Series and outside of that.
Good morning, guys. This message is for Roger the Dodger hater. Game 3, baby.
That's
F
right.
You, Roger.
All right. I wonder if we're going to hear from Roger the Dodger hater today. He's been real quiet. Real quiet since this series started with the Yankees.
You should put this chain on. There's a giant dangly L.A. Dodgers chain.
A little premature to wear this thing right now.
So loud.
Flava Flav.
Come on, if you're a true fan, you'll wear it.
We'll get into the complete show next. K-Rock, good morning. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, the phones are open now, and they will be throughout the show at 800-520-1067. Let's talk about the bribery we have in store for you today. 4 hours of compelling content. That's not enough. Of course not. Expectations run high. People probably hung over from late night of celebrating, partying, etc., getting ready for Game 4 happening later today, World Series Dodgers, Yankees. So here's what we got for you today in the bribery department. Tickets for you to see. Vanessa, who are we giving away tickets to see again? I forget.
Ricky Gervais.
That's right. That
I
man.
I love Ricky Gervais.
He's one of the best, one of the greats, one of the good ones.
She's never said it the same, by the way, and it's always wrong, but always wrong in a new way.
Who are the tickets for, Vanessa?
Rick and Gervais.
That's Rick the one.
Rick and.
Rick and.
That's the one.
Ricky Rick Gervais.
That's
Ricky
the guy.
She's
Ricky and Rick Gervais.
One more time in case people didn't hear.
Ricky Gervais.
That's the guy. He'll be at the Hollywood Bowl on May 31st, and we will get you tickets to see that man.
Whoever he
Ricky
is.
Ricky Gervais.
That's the one. That's the one. So we'll get to that coming up later today, so get ready to win those tickets, of course. We'll do some Man vs. Machine. As you know, we are less than a week away. The World Series has been a nice distraction, I think, from the fact that we have a presidential election happening in less than a week.
I know. There's
yeah, those ads in the middle of the game, though, are kind of a bummer.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to have a good time watching the games, and then, like, you know, all these serious, like, political ads come on.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, stop.
I haven't seen any of them. I haven't watched 1 second of the game.
You have not?
Oh,
wow, you're such a hater. It's funny because even Omar, as you know, no one hates baseball more than Omar. I mean,
that guy
thinks baseball's as boring gets, but he's been locked into this World Series.
I have, mostly because my daughters are all into it. So if they're like into it and, you know, they're learning from it, I'm all about it.
Boy, is Taylor Swift dating a baseball player? Why are they into it?
No. They play baseball.
Oh, that's right,
better.
They're
softball players. Yeah, So they're out there, like, you know, yelling at the Dodgers, don't swing at that, you know, which
I
love.
Oh, my God,
you know
that's so funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
So we'll get into...
Don't swing at that, you don't have a T.
Get into some Man vs. Machine a little bit later today. The question is...
That T-ball.
Thank you, Jake. The question is, can humans or robots do a better job of leading this country? That is the question, as we've asked the finest AI ChatGPT technology the exact questions that the candidates are answering. And we'll see if any humans on this show have a good plan for the future of this country, or will the robots reign supreme?
Well, it's like when it comes to politicians, they always say every one of them is corrupt. Even if they don't start out corrupt, they eventually become corrupt just because of biased media and super PACs and all kinds of different things. So could a robot truly be the only unbiased option that we have? Maybe.
So we'll get into that. Apparently there's a huge PR shift where the world is turning on dentists more now than ever before.
I was right.
Evidence to back it up. We'll talk about that in just a little bit this morning. And if you remember yesterday on the show, Allie, we talked about a guy who lives in Orange County who claims that he is $44 million richer, except they're not paying him. He won Powerball, and he doesn't have any money. He doesn't think he's going to get paid, even though he has a winning ticket. He's agreed to join us on the show this morning.
Which is crazy because, you know, you think about all the Powerball winners, and it's usually like, you know, $100 million and $2 billion. This is like the guy that won after a reset.
Yeah, he got the reset. He's the guy that bought the ticket on the day of the restaurant.
When it's 40 million and everyone's like, forget it.
We'll wait till it hits 300 million to play. But smart move. But this guy has agreed to join us. And I feel like if we play our cards right and he finally does get paid, maybe
we can get a mil.
Maybe he cuts us off a little piece for the trouble. So we'll get to all that coming up. Easy money, though. If you'd like $100 of Allie's cash, call us right now at 800-520-1067. Be right back with Allie Knows the News. 5 questions stand between you and riches. And all you got to do is get on the phone right now at 800-520-1067. That's next. Let's get you stupid rich, or at least $100 richer right now on K-Rock. You want to get on the phones? Now would be a great time to call us at 800-520-1067. Got 5 questions here, all about stuff going on in the world. If you score better than Allie right there, she will instantly give you $100 of her money. She's paid thousands of dollars to people just like you. She hates doing it, but it's her way of proving that she actually knows what's going on in the world. And every once in a while, people like to record theme songs on the goat line that we can put her in a good headspace before we get into this round of Allie Knows the News.
Her OnlyFans page has 0 views. Huh. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
That's not nice.
Hey, you can probably win today if Klein asks her any Dodgers questions. Go Dodgers! Yay!
Wonderful. Well, there is a Dodgers question or two, I believe, in the batch. If you've been paying attention to anything going on in the world, let's say hi to Dylan in Los Angeles and give Dylan a shot at $100 of Allie's cash. Good morning, Dylan. How goes it?
Hey, it goes cool. How about yourself?
It's going okay. If you can score better than Allie, she will sequester herself in a studio far, far away. You just have to answer the questions first. And, of course, ties go to the house. Anything outside of that, you win. She gives you $100. She's leaving. As she makes her way out of the K-Rock studios, I hope you can answer these quickly, confidently, and accurately. And let's pay the people like we do every morning right around this time. Your round of Allie Knows the News. Dylan starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
What nickname did Trump call CNN's Anderson Cooper? What nickname did Trump call CNN's Anderson Cooper? This guy loves a good nickname.
Call him a clown.
Clown. We go to question number 2. This NBA player statue has gone viral because people are saying it looks, quote, weird and scary. Which NBA player, former NBA player, has a statue that people are saying looks weird and scary?
Dwayne Wade.
Question number 3. Pregnancy bombshell. The ex of this NFL great is apparently pregnant with her new boyfriend's baby.
Giselle.
Question number 4. You're doing great, by the way. This store is now offering their cheapest Thanksgiving meal to date. It's $5 cheaper than it was even last year. For just $20, you get enough food to feed apparently an entire family. Which store is offering the $20 Thanksgiving feast?
Norm's.
And finally, according to Vegas odds, who is the favorite in tonight's game 4 of the World Series?
The Dodgers.
All right, let's bring Allie in. We will score it together. And let's go ahead and see how you do. Hold on. Allie, don't say anything else. Allie's re-entering. You ready for this, Allie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Question number 1. What nickname did Trump call CNN's Anderson Cooper?
Lion Anderson.
He guessed clown. You guessed Lion Anderson. He actually went even more juvenile
Little
than that.
Little Manderson.
That's a great name as well. He called him Allison Cooper.
Oh, that's funny. So we're just going with straight up.
Yeah.
What? I guess that would be homophobia? Or would that just be?
I don't know. He's a girl.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear it?
That tracks.
Yeah. Oh, you got the clip? Yeah. Let's hear
this. I have the clip here.
If you watched her being interviewed by Allison Cooper the other night, who's a nice person, do you know Allison Cooper? CNN fake news. Oh, she said, no, his name's Anderson. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He is exhausted. You can tell.
Really, totally.
Because he spoke for 3 hours on Joe Rogan's podcast and then immediately had to go to a rally and talk for more hours.
Question number 2. No one gets the point on that. This NBA player statue has gone viral for being, quote, weird and scary looking.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Wade.
He got that as well. There's something going on lately with these statue makers. Where
I think they're doing it on purpose to get statue attention.
Is that what it is?
I guess. I mean, how often is a statue huge news?
Right. Well, remember the Kobe one they put outside of the crypto had all a bunch of typos on it, so that became a big deal.
I mean, back in like the medieval times, wasn't it pretty easy to make statues?
Seemed
they were
like
just
it.
Like boop, boop out of stone, and it was done.
Yeah, they should just
they
be
look
able to
great.
3D print them now. They should look good. Anyway, question number three. It's tied up 1-1. Pregnancy bombshell. The ex of this NFL great is pregnant now with her new boyfriend's baby.
The ex of the NFL. So Tom Brady's ex? Is that what you're asking?
That would be the question.
It's Tom Brady's ex.
And what would be her name?
Giselle Bundchen.
That's the one. He got that as well. 44, pregnant with the new boyfriend's baby.
It's one thing I didn't mush was Giselle's vagina.
I know. Allie saw it in the flesh. We go to question number four. Tied up, by the way, 2-2 right now. This store is now offering their cheapest Thanksgiving meal ever, dropping $5 from even last year. For just $20, they claim that you'll have enough food to feed an entire family.
Yeah, I think that's Target.
All right, he said Norm's. Allie says Target. One of you is right, and it is Target. It's a big battle now between the big stores as to who can offer the cheapest Thanksgiving meal. Allie goes up one with
love
one
question. Love the cheap wars. You know I do,
one
Klein.
One question left. According to Vegas odds, who is favored to win tonight's baseball game?
The Yankees.
Okay, he said Dodgers. I think everyone in LA thinks the Dodgers, feels a sweep. A sweep is in the air.
Yeah, but this is like every effort they have.
But according to Vegas odds, the New York Yankees are actually favored to win tonight's game. Minus 142. So, Dylan, you put in a decent effort, but Allie, I ended up kicking your ass. And what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
I'm Dylan from L.A., and Ellie knows the news.
Yeah, it's
nice
unfortunate,
try, Dylan.
But thank you for playing anyway. Well, you played it well. And now we give you this from Linkin Park. It's called The Emptiness Machine on the world-famous KROQ.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I have failed at a very simple task 2 times in a row, and today is my chance to get it right, and I don't even have the confidence I can do it for the 3rd time. This is as easy as anything anyone has ever been asked to do, and I have failed now two times in a row, once on purpose, once by accident, and now today, for the 3rd time.
Is it backing out of your garage?
That's correct. That is...
It's tough.
Not an easy job. I don't really go to the doctor very often. As you know, I'm not one of these guys that goes to the doctor for any sort of preventative anything. I just wait until I'm in an emergency room situation, and then I check myself in, and I hope they take care of it, and then I get to leave.
And then you almost died from that.
Right, then I almost died because I had some weird brain-eating amoeba or whatever. Some people, they're like, hey, go to the doctor once every year, once every 5 years. I don't even know how often you're supposed to go, to be honest. Is it once a year?
I don't go for, like, physicals anymore. Yeah. I think they stopped doing that.
Yeah, I feel like, I did that as a kid for a while and then get a couple of pubes and they say, now you're on your own for, you're on your own forever.
Ew, pubes, get out of here.
Get out of here, you weirdo. So, but I did go about 2 months ago and they said we need to do blood work because you haven't done any blood work in however long it's been.
They just say... It's been a while, so we need blood work?
Well, they just say you
That's
haven't...
That's what they said to me a couple months
did?
Ago.
Yeah, they said...
Yeah, totally.
They say you haven't been to the...
And it had been like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, for me, longer even. And they're like, we just have no idea what's even going on in there. I say, well, mm-hmm. I feel all right.
Well,
you
obviously
know?
Everything's working, all
that's,
right.
That's kind of what I said. And they're like, listen...
just barely, though.
They said this attitude that you have, which is most of the general public, is a terrible attitude because it basically means that... You don't catch anything early. You don't see any. You don't do anything preventative. You just wait until things are a big problem, and then boom, you're eating pizza on the toilet, having a heart attack at 40 years old because you didn't even have your blood looked at or something like that.
Oh, I see. So if they're like, by the way, you have high cholesterol or something, then you can fix it.
So the first time I go in, I guess they told me on the phone I wasn't supposed to eat first. I didn't hear that part of it. Apparently that's important when you do blood. I didn't think much of it, and I ate like I normally do. You know, we eat during the show. Like, we snack on stuff, we eat stuff. I think I even stopped on the way at Jersey Mike's and got a sandwich.
Nice.
And then I went over there, and right before they jabbed me with the needle, they're like, have you eaten anything today? And I'm like, you better believe it. I think I still was eating my sandwich while I was on the table. And she's like, well, we can test it anyway, but it may be inconclusive. We may have to run it again if it looks weird. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, it's going to show, you know, high dose of mortadella, maybe. But
delicious.
Like, can't test. Oh, delicious. So they call me up and they're like, we got your blood work back. We don't even know what it means. I'm like, what does that mean? So she's like, it's all over the place. I think it's because you ate too much before you came in here. So she's like, you got to come back and do it again.
Oh, God.
But you can't eat.
That's the worst.
So I go, all right, no problem. I can handle that. When do you want to see me again? She's like, oh, why don't you come in 2 weeks? And this would have put me back like, you know, almost another month ago, right? And once again, like a stupid idiot, I'm sitting here doing the show. I remember I'm supposed to go do that. And I forget, and I eat Clif Bar, and then I eat Chomps, as you know.
Irresistible
and,
Chomps.
And then I realize, oh, man, this is the morning I wasn't supposed to eat. And I go, well, wasn't that much. I'm sure it won't show up
at
all.
Yeah, it was a Clif Bar and a Chomps.
Not much. That's like hardly anything,
that
right?
That doesn't even count as food.
Couple cups of coffee. I think I may have had a shot. I think that may have been one of the... there may have been alcohol because...
What?
We were in the back office, and I think I felt like a cold coming on, and there's...
Oh, so you had the cold brew. Whiskey.
The cold brew whiskey. Yeah. So I may have also had some whiskey that day. Called again and said, you're getting really weird levels. Did you eat that day? And I was like, is this HIPAA? Do I have to tell you the truth? Or can I, because I said, I think I snacked. Does that count as eating?
Uh-huh.
And the doctor's like, yes, that's the same thing.
What?
And I was like, wait, but it wasn't a sandwich like the first time.
But don't you feel like they over-exaggerated a little
bit? That's kind of what I thought.
Because sometimes they're like, don't eat anything for 5 days. We have to take your blood. And you're like, come on, what am I supposed to do?
So today, so anyway, that one was all a throwout as well. So today now, for the third time, I have right after the show, I have to go and do this thing. And I keep reminding myself, I'm going to write on my hand in a Sharpie, do not eat. Because I am so hungry. Only because I know that I can't eat.
But that's the thing, is if you were not told not to eat, there have been plenty of mornings where I've seen you not eat anything because you didn't bring anything, whatever, and you probably don't even think about it. But when you are told you can't eat, that's all you can think about is eating.
The amount of times that I have had nothing and left here ravenous to the point where I will have to go in, like, you know, I'll stop at the first place that I can find a parking spot and just go in and devour something. That happens a lot. Or I bring something and it's in my car somewhere. I go out and I look for it during a song and then I can't find it. But I can usually, as you said, I can power through. The fact that I now know that I've been like challenged with, you cannot eat. You must not eat.
It is
making me so effing hungry. It's, what have we been on there, 20 minutes already?
I think you have, another 4 hours.
I don't even eat usually, even when we're during the show, I don't even think about food until 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe.
I know. And I think that it goes way, like, it stems from childhood, I think. Because my kid, no matter what, if we are finally in a situation where there is no food available, no snacks, nothing, that's when he's hungry.
Yes, because...
And that it's like innate in every child.
But it's
to
also,
be hungry when there is not food available, or with the one damn time I did not bring snacks.
You want what you can't have.
Yes. You're like, I can sense there's no food here. I need food right now.
Right. And now people on the text line are saying, and I don't know if these people work in the medical profession or not, but they say that you don't eat before you go to bed. And then you're supposed to do blood work first thing in the morning. That's the idea. We're unfortunately sitting in this dumb room.
So and I get so annoyed when they're like, okay, can you come at 8? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay,
first appointment at 6:30.
What about tomorrow at 8:30?
Right.
I'm like, no.
This is exactly what
okay,
I went
fine,
through.
Okay, fine, we can push it to 9.
I was like, no. I kept saying it, no. She goes, what about, I was like, maybe we can put on a long song between 9 and 15. It just kept going. And then she goes, well, the earliest, I guess, then I said, I can't do anything before 11. Anything before 11 is cut it close. We're here. We got a show to do. We got stuff afterwards.
And that's like some places, they're like closed by then.
Yeah.
That's like, well, lunch break.
She's like, we're closed for lunch. We could be at like, lunch. Oh, that sounds so good. Oh, man, I'd kill for some lunch right now. Now you're bringing up lunch. So today I'm raw dogging it today on the show.
Allie, what are we going to order?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Let's get Jersey Mike's again.
Yeah, let's
do that.
You guys
are the worst.
And let's order a big pack of Chomps. All the flavors.
All right. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Mm.
K-Rock. All right, we are K-Rock. This is Klein Alley's show. If you need us, phones 800-520-1067. You can call. You can text. You can jump on that goat line. We'll be unloading goat in less than 20 minutes for any of your critiques, comments, criticisms, or complaints. And there are no shortage of all of the above waiting on that goat line. That number, 844-956-GOAT. If you need us, that's the way to get in touch. It's a totally interactive show this morning, so get ready for that. Coming up, Allie will break down the first look of the actual news, the ADD news. And we've been getting quite a few of these submitted on the Instagram. But get ready for the scariest stories of the year. Tales from the lift. Everyone who's ever taken a rideshare at some point has a scary story. You got in a car, you thought it was your Uber, you realized 20 minutes down the drive, that was not your Uber, you're just in the back of a stranger's car.
Could be a rideshare drivers as well, if you've had horror stories as a driver.
Right, with passengers.
Yep, I almost got murdered when I was a rideshare driver, so that's just one of many, many stories that we could hear.
If you remember One Arm Gary, we first met this guy because he called to tell us that he was a disgraced former Uber driver who drove the wrong way on the 405 freeway with passengers in the back seat.
So if you were his passenger, you should call us.
Everyone's got at least one of those scary rideshare stories, and as we are officially in the scariest week of the year, we will start taking your calls in moments. Tales from the lift, your scariest stories of being a passenger and or a driver for rideshare. That's all coming up. Quick break, back with your news and more next right here, K-Rock. Game 4 Tuesday. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Let's get into your news, then we'll get into a brand new hour of the show. But first, there's things going on in the world you should probably know about, so let's break it all down right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. You know what I feel like? Soup. It's definitely a soup day.
Oh, been eating soup for a week and a half straight and counting. All right, the Dodgers are finally one win away from a World Series win. Yankees fans are beginning to lose hope. And you know it's getting bad when a man of the church, a cardinal, a beacon of hope, is trash-talking his own team during Mass.
I mentioned that tomorrow is the Feast of St. Jude, the patron saint of impossible causes. His shrine's in the very back there if you want to light a candle for the Yankees, because it's not looking too good.
The Dodgers won last night thanks to another home run by Freddie Freeman, and his family is very aware of the love that he is getting from fans, and they want to give back to the fans by giving away two tickets to the World Series, but they better give them away fast, because tonight could be the last game. So in order to possibly win, you have to follow them, and you have to like and share their Instagram post to be in the running, and if you win, you not only get a World Series game ticket, two of them, you get a Freddie Freeman signed ball, which would be valuable, but not as valuable as Freddie's Grand Slam home run ball, who was caught by this 10-year-old boy that everyone loves but also kind of hates.
It's crazy that we have any ball from the World Series, but it's even more crazy that we got Freddie Freeman's walk-off Grand Slam ball.
Oh, I punched that kid and take it.
I know, he's like so happy and crying, and you're like, oh, good for him, you stupid kid.
How did he get it? That's crazy, because people are so aggressive now to get these balls. There's so much value in them. It's really, that kid must have some good upper body strength.
It could have gone really bad because he was on the floor sprawled out at one point trying to get it over to his dad and like kick it over to him, but he could have so easily been trampled. And I guess he thought, his parents told him that he was going to the dentist, which judging by his mouth would have been a very long appointment.
Right.
And I guess all of a sudden they were like, surprise, it's actually tickets to the World Series.
Oh, but he, man, that's such a great prank. Good parents there. Usually my parents did the opposite. They're like, you want to go to the World Series? I'm like, yeah. They're like,
get the car. All right, now that you're here.
You're going to the dentist. Damn it.
So apparently he doesn't want to sell the ball.
The only thing that would top it is if I can meet Freddie Freeman and get the ball signed and authenticated.
So he says he doesn't want to sell it. So it's not going to be like the 50-50 ball where you see it get sold immediately for $4 million. He wants to keep it.
It will. Once they start realizing what the value is.
He's like, maybe, I just think it's cool. They're like, yeah, right.
You think it'd be worth as much as the 50-50 ball?
No, of course not, because this is not the first time.
Yeah, but it's the first Grand Slam in World Series history, isn't it?
Yes, but
it's going to be iconic for generations.
Yeah, it will be. There's definitely a value to that ball, but I don't think it'll be what the Shohei ball is. But I think that my new move, if I ever go to a game again, is I'm going to bring a decoy ball with me to the game.
Oh, I thought you were going to dress like a 10-year-old boy.
I'm going to dress like a 10-year-old boy with a big sock, big lollipop. Just, hey, don't mind me. I'm just a young boy. No, I'm going to bring a decoy ball so that if a ball does come near me,
you can just throw it over.
I can toss the decoy, let everyone kind of fight for that one while I can get the real one.
Well, don't get them mixed up.
Well, that's a possibility.
Totally gonna happen.
Always a possibility.
Klein, if things ever don't work out for you or you're on the run from another bookie, this is where you should build a new life for yourself. You should go to Iceland because they have adopted a way of life that you've been talking about for years. They, as a nation, adopted the 4-day work week. They started doing this in 2020, and now 4 years years later, in 2024, they have actual results to show. Their economy is outperforming most of its European peers with no loss in pay, and they have one of the lowest unemployment rates in all of Europe and logged faster economic growth than most of the other countries in Europe.
We have been pushing this four-day work week for longer than it was even a conversation, and now it's just more and more proof that this is the future, and it will be. And a lot of people that when we talked to about how they started listening to our show, like, what was the first thing you remember? A lot of people said, I remember you were on there yapping about how we should be this four-day work week and right. How you think Wednesday should be the day off, not the longer weekend. There's actually a message on the go line from a person that has been doing the four-day work week. They just adjusted their own schedule. They've been taking every Wednesday off, and they've been doing it for, I think, 6 months, and they left a very interesting message on the go line about how their life has been improved in so many ways.
Yeah, well, they said that this is one of the first really large examples of it, because there were certain companies that were doing it, especially during COVID and stuff like that. Whatever. An entire country doing it and seeing the results like right. that's what's going to spread to other countries. And it'll take a while to get to the biggest countries in the world, but still, it's progress.
You're going to need that. It has to be that level. It has to be the country going, this is a new mandate now. We're doing the four-day work. Schools are moving to 6 days a week, but everyone else 4 days.
Exactly. It's good for the kids.
Yeah, we can all get on board with that.
All right, one of the largest problems that has ever plagued the fast food industry sits right in the McFlurry machine at any given McDonald's. Obviously, everyone wants a McFlurry. It's the most delicious thing ever created by man. Yet many times you go to order and the McFlurry machine is broken and everyone is sad and there's usually not an effective way to fix it. And they were never able to repair them in time because the company that made the McFlurry machines were very slow and there was like a digital key that only those people had. So the people at McDonald's could never fix it. Now, today, I can finally share with you that the McFlurry problem has been solved.
A copyright exemption took effect today that now allows franchisees to get around the digital lock and apparently to do repairs on the McFlurry machines on their own.
Woo!
What a day to be alive.
Heretofore, never shall a McFlurry machine be broken.
I thought that for a while, they were just... The McDonald's employees just didn't want to deal with the McFlurry. Like, it was an
annoyance.
Everyone
thought there was a conspiracy theory around it, but it was just the other company.
It was almost like they liked saying, like, sorry, not happening today.
I mean, I'm sure they're annoying to make.
Why? Why are they annoying? It shouldn't be. You're just putting some candy and some ice cream and swirling it together.
I think making big, complicated ice cream things is annoying.
Whatever. I'm glad they figured it out. Now, if they try to tell you no McFlurry, you tell them.
No!
Get that copyright key and fix it. Brand new hour of the show. We kick it off after Foo Fighters K-Rock.